contractors.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kent?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Hi, is this Kent?
Yes.
Hey, Kent, this is Zach. We had spoken about your house on East 15th Street.
Yeah, it's on the contract right now, man. I'm trying to get everything sorted out.
Okay. Yeah.
You
remember speaking with me about it?
No, not really. I've talked with so many people about it.
Well, basically, we had offered you the 167. And
hold on for a minute. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. There's nothing coming out over there.
Huh?
There's a screw and a nut. A boat's coming out. Huh? What's up that high? Can you close that, Mr. Wish? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead. What's that now?
We had offered you the 167, and you had explained to me that...
The 167?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had explained to me that the current company is dragging their feet.
Oh, yeah, this is Zach?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing? I didn't recognize your voice.
You're good, man. No problem.
Yeah, Zach, I just talked with the guy today, and he said that they're supposed to have everything together. And then the other thing is they finally got the type search and all that stuff done.
Yep.
And they came up with a $17,000 a judgment or something on that property.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I don't even know what that's for. I have no idea how that even came about. But I'm trying to figure out what the situation is with that. And I'm still telling you that they say they're gonna actually close this week.
Have you heard from anybody in title?
No.
Okay. So
no.
Mr. Poindexter, you know, we've had a few conversations. You know, if they're saying they will close this week and you have not heard from any attorney, you know, that is, you know, I'm not a magician. I highly doubt they are either. You know, legally, that's not even enough time in order, you know, especially if you haven't heard from them. They would have already reached out to you at this point.
Right.
So, you know, I'm willing to get it done. And, I, you know, like I said, I have houses in the area. So, you know.
All right, good.
I mean,
oh, point that. Thank you, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Zach.
You're good. You know, I had offered you the 167, and, you know, I can get my attorneys to reach out to you, you know, as soon as you know, we go forward on something. But I'm not looking to drag my feet, and, you know, these guys, I don't even need to know who they are, but they're not going to close this week. You haven't talked to anybody on the legal standpoint of things.
No.
So, I mean, you know, if they close, regardless, I'm willing to do it if you want to do it. If they close this week, we won't have to. But, you know, how does that sound?
I mean, it's fine with me. I mean, I'll be honest with you, man, I would rather just, I want this thing to be done and gone. You see what I'm saying? Really, more than anything else, I wanted to get it over with and be done with it. And be quite honest with you, if I knew that you and I could just go ahead on and get it done, I mean, get
well,
it done right now, I'd do it. I'm just don't make sense. I mean, I don't want to. Yeah.
How about this? I'll just put in the agreement that you can cancel at any time. And that way, you're not obligated to anything. You know, I don't make just offers. You know, we buy houses and, you know, we can get this done, but, you know, you have to look at the reality of things. And, I mean, if you were going to close on a property, I mean, you would have heard from them minimum last week.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum.
Well, Zach, look, I'm giving you just like it is. And the bottom line is, in my opinion, they're dragging their feet. They're not contacting me. I'm having to contact him. And I'm just saying, if I can't do but but so much since I'm under contract with them. And my thing is, if you go forward and you can go forward, I don't have no problem. I don't want to get no breach of contract issues and stuff like that.
No,
but
we don't. It won't. And here's the thing, you know, if they happen to close this week, then you know, no problem on my end. But mm-hmm. you know, I've been in this business long enough to know that that is not going to be the case. And I hear it in your voice. I understand you want this thing to be done. You know,
yep.
all I'm asking is, well, let me get it done for you.
I mean, if you get it done, I ain't mad at you. Do it. I mean, as long as I'm not dealing with no, you know, I don't want to put myself in a contract. I'm going to get tied with some legal stuff dealing with
no.
this now. I've been very upfront with you. I've given you my disclosure. And as to what they're telling me that they found, if you get this thing done and it's not, there's no problem, smooth sailing, I don't care if you buy the house. It doesn't matter to me. As long as I get my money, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Well,
like I said, if you're giving me $2,000 more, it doesn't matter to me, Zach. Do you have everything you need to proceed? And
I need. Yeah, I mean the money's here. That's not the issue. I just, there are no issues. Here's the thing. I need a commitment from you to send to my attorney to go forward. And that just says that we're going to buy it for, you know, the 167 and, you know, we'll close on it as soon as possible.
Okay. Now, but understand that I do have a contract with this other company.
I understand.
So how does that work? We already been on the contract with another company.
So the way it works is, you know, if they close, which, you know, I've already expressed that they're not going to close, you know. If they happen to close, then it'll be done. Then that'll be
mm-hmm.
it. Our agreement will be, it will be void. It will be null and void. So, I mean, that's just it. I don't want to do business with anyone who doesn't want to do business with me. And, you know, I don't have to buy this house or I don't need to buy the house. You know, honestly, I like the area and I want to help you out. So, you know,
well,
even if you weren't involved and you didn't want to do business, then I would say, okay, no problem. Let's just rip up the paperwork.
Well, if you can get this thing, if you get it done, and I'm good with that, as long as there'll be, you know, I don't want any legal ramifications because I'm doing something different than what I initially started with. Now,
sure.
You send me the contract, and I can counsel anytime I want to. And as far
yep.
as you're concerned, there is no, what the other people think, it's up to that. But, you know, I'm doing it under the pretense that there will be a breach of contract toward the other person that I did sign with, because that agreement is null and void as of the 9th of May. So what I'm saying, I just want to protect myself. So make sure what you send
yep.
me, I can protect myself. That's all I'm asking. Just
yeah,
you know,
no, all I'm going to do is say seller may cancel this agreement anytime for any reason.
All right. That sounds like
I mean, and that's, you know, that is as clear cut as I can make it.
Yep.
So
that would be just that.
Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah. You put I cancel the agreement anytime. I don't know legally how that works with the fact that I did sign a contract with somebody else. I don't know.
Well, if they don't perform, do you have a copy of that paperwork so that I can
yeah.
see it?
Yeah. The company is Noble. I think it's called Noble Realty or something like that. That was the name.
Noble Realty. And
yeah, I think it's Noble Realty. Noble something. But I tell you what, do this, Zach. Send me, you have my email, right? Do you have my email?
I have. Go ahead and give it to me.
Okay, I gotta let my wife give it to you because I'm not gonna do it through my business email.
Sure.
I want it to be done through my personal email. Okay.
Sure.
What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna call her right now, have her to call you, and then you you know, correspond with her and let her give you the email address that we're using. We'll give you that whatever implement that contract agreement, so you can look at it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yep. Are you gonna merge on the phone, or what do you? How do you plan on doing?
Okay. So I can get it right. Yeah. I can get it right now. Okay. Hold on.
All right.
Get on the phone with him. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hold on for one second. Hey, Ann?
Yes.
Okay, Zach?
Hello.
Yeah. Okay, Zach, I got him. Annie?
Yes?
I need you to take Zach's number and give him a call. And you have to give him the information about the other contract that we had, the other agreement for the house.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to see what he can do, get done, hopefully quicker than what we're dealing with, all right?
Okay.
What's your number?
And what's your number? Which one you want me to call you on?
804.
Okay.
441-5091.
Okay. All right, Mr. All right. Poindexter, I'll call her as we hang up, and and we'll go from there.
That'll work.
Thanks, Ken.
Uh-huh.